Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome back to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. And with me today is Rob DeWalt, senior editor of New Mexico Magazine, who is here to talk to us about what's going on this weekend for Speaking of the Arts.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
How are you?
Just great. And you?
Same.
We both have a few allergies, but...
Yeah. A little allergy slash cold action going on right before the weekend. It's very inconvenient, but, you know, we'll muddle through.
But it is spring.
It is spring. It is.
Officially. Is today the first day of spring?
I think it is. I don't know. I think it was yesterday at 10:57 our time. Not that I would know for sure.
You were outside dancing. Well, let's talk about what's going on this weekend.
There's all kinds of things happening this weekend. There's a great opening at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, which you would think cinema and opening, but they do great art shows there. And Todd Ryan White, whose drawings I saw, I think, many, many years ago at a little gallery a few blocks from my office, is having a show. It's called Mortal Mirrors, and it's basically it's drawings inspired by the writings of Jean Cocteau owner George R. R. Martin. So there's a reception tonight there. I believe it starts at 4:30, 4:30. But I'm sure if you strolled in around 4:15, nobody would say anything.
I don't think so either. Yeah. There's a lot going on at the Jean Cocteau, in fact.
There is a lot going on. I know later in the week the DeLorean is coming back. They're showing Back to the Future 2. When they showed Back to the Future, they had a DeLorean / time machine out front, and it is returning to the Jean Cocteau, I believe, on March 25th. Back to the Future 2. We won't say anything about Back to the Future 3. We'll just say Back to the Future 2 is playing, and that's great. Amelie is opening this weekend, which is one of my favorite films.
And
films.
I've read it was the longest running show at the earlier incarnation of the Jean Cocteau.
Yes.
I was very excited. I thought we got to talk about the Game of Thrones screening, but I realize I'm a week early on that.
I think so, yeah.
So tune in next week for more info on that, but a sneak preview is it's March 29th.
Yes, that's right. One of only three places in the U.S. that are doing it.
Right.
As a matter of fact.
And lines are allowed to form 24 hours in advance. They're expecting people to line up because it's a free screening. It'll show a week before the HBO premiere.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's free. HBO ain't even free.
Yeah, exactly. This is a rare opportunity.
Right. So get on it. Tickets are going to go fast for that, for sure.
Tonight at the Lenzic, we have the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet performing a mixed rep program. And I can talk a little bit about that. But as always, they're a great company. They will be presenting a world premiere commissioned by choreographer Niccolo Fante. They will also be doing works by Cayetano Soto and Norbert de la Cruz. So that's tonight at the Lenzic and tomorrow at the Lenzic, 7:30 p.m., Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Tickets, 505-988-1234.
Nice. You know, we're nearing the end of the ski season.
We are.
It doesn't seem like it, but we are. Sorry, skiers.
Sadly for many.
But this weekend at Sipapu, I want to get this in. We wrote about this in the March issue of New Mexico Magazine, is the annual pond skimming contest. And that's where skiers and snowboarders kind of zip down the ski area's main run and skim across this 3-foot-deep pond that they call Lake Sipapu. It's a fun event.
Skiers and snowboarders, both.
Yes. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a fun event, and I think the weather is going to be nice for it, too. You know, I think it'll only be, around 30 or 40 degrees, that water. So, it'll be fine.
So, don't worry.
It'll
be great.
Just fine.
Madi Sato will be performing a set of traditional Japanese music this Saturday, tomorrow, at the Matsuri Festival hosted by Santa Fe Gin.
Yay.
She'll be accompanied by Tom Burkus on shamisen. And Tim McLaughlin will be reciting poetry. The festival is all day at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Madi Sato's set will be at 3:30 p.m. And if you want more information, you can visit www.santafegin, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, J-I-N, .org.
Santafegin.org, that's correct. That's a fun event. I went. I think it was last year, and they had these great shamisen players. And they played like Van Halen and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Japanese style.
Japanese
David
style.
Lee Roth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or what's that other guy's name? Sammy Hagar, depending on
no,
we don't talk who you're
about
into.
It. We don't talk about him. anyway, the Southwest Irish Theater Festival is continuing. We've got...
Irish Theater Festival.
Yeah. So Theater Work is presenting The Cordelia Dream by Marina Carr at 7 p.m. tonight at the James A. Little Theater. Really inexpensive tickets. This is a fun event. And there's an encore of this on March 29th. If you go to theaterwork.org, you can find a full schedule of the festival.
Nice.
Just, you know, it's, I mean, you know, St. Patrick's Day, just missed it. But it's, the Cordelia Dream is fantastic. So go and check that out.
And don't stay out too late, because you'll want to get up in the morning and call Felines and Friends so you can get the cat of the week.
Right.
There are actually two cats this week, Nabila and Nadira. Both kitties are a bit shy, and with time and loving attention, they will grow into wonderful companions. Nabila has a medium coat with calico markings. Nadira has a short coat with dilute calico markings. And if you're interested in meeting them and adopting them, or seeing many of the other cats that Felines and Friends has taken in, please call 505-316-CAT-1. That's 316-2281.
CAT-1.
And also, you can visit the pets featured weekly at Petco in Santa Fe. So you can talk to them, too, for more information on when they'll be having cat adoption days.
Excellent. And every dog is Dog of the Week, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Especially our dogs.
Yeah, exactly. All three of them. All three, 300 pounds of them. My God. Santa Fe Opera Guild talk. Today, actually, at 5:30 p.m., Dr. Sun Yat-sen is making its American premiere at the Santa Fe Opera this year, and Joanne Birdwitzel, excuse me, is a lecturer on Asian philosophy and civilization, is going to talk about the Chinese revolutionary Sun Yat-sen at 5:30 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can get a jump on this year's season by finding out a little background about one of the pieces this year. So that's fun.
You may have heard Beth Kennedy Jones. She's a local actor, director, etc. And she's been on the Mary Charlotte Radio Cafe program many times, I believe. And she will be performing this weekend at La Casa Santa Cantina. Beth Kennedy Jones will be singing the Lena Horne songbook. She'll be performing with the Bert Dalton Trio, which is Bert Dalton on piano, John Trenacosta on drums, and Milo Jaramillo on upright bass. That's Sunday, March 23rd, and Monday the 24th. Seating's at 5:30, and the show's at 5:45. For more information, call 988-9232.
Sweet. Hey, Saturday is an homage to burlesque with the Jewelbox Cabaret, which is a wonderful group of gender-bending performers. And Guava Chiffon is on deck. Let's see. Things start at 8:30 p.m. at the Maria Benita's Cabaret at the Lodge at Santa Fe on Saturday. And there are VIP tickets available. If you call 428-7781, you can find out more information about the VIP tickets and all that stuff.
And you can see Guava Chiffon.
Yes.
Sounds
marvelous.
Marvelous.
Marvelous performer. Hey, writers, there's an I Mattered memoir writing workshop led by Pamela Boyd from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday at Opposite Books in San Busco Center.
Yay, Opposite.
Yay. I don't get down there enough to that place. I just love Opposite so much.
I do, too. There's always something fun going on and new books coming in and out.
Yeah, I love all our bookstores. And on that note, I have to find something, because one of my favorite writers is going to be around on March 25th. Frederick Dillon, who wrote this great book a while back called Hero, which I think is one of the best sort of accounts of being sort of an older waiter in the restaurant industry. Server, for those who are offended by the word waiter, but, you know, back then they called them waiters. Anyway, he's got a new book out called Beauty, and he's going to be... basically launching the book at 6 p.m. on Tuesday at Collected Works bookstore.
Our other favorite bookstore.
Yeah. Now, according to Pasa Tiempo writer Bill Kohlhaas, the book is about a woman whose co-workers call her quote-unquote beast.
Doesn't Carol, sound very her, polite.
Her, Carol, her given name, is a corporate undertaker. So, yeah. But this guy, I mean, his characters are so vivid, and he's just got a great sense of humor, and he's one of my favorite writers. I lost the book a long time ago, Hero, but I'm going to pick up this new one just because I like... It kind of has, I think, a little bit of a Devil Wears Prada vibe to it.
Oh, how fun. And that's at Collected Works.
That's at Collected Works on Tuesday, March 25th at 6 o'clock. So, looking
forward
to that.
Might have to check that out at your recommendation.
Yeah.
Leslie Dillon will be performing in a play called A White Notebook, a one-act about William Yeats and Maud Gonne incorporating their letters and Yeats' poetry. It's coupled with the one-act play Kathleen Nuhulahan by Yeats as part of Theatre Works Southwest Irish Festival. Is this the one you already read?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah.
Still part of the festival.
It's part of the festival.
This one's March 22nd at 7 o'clock and March 29th at 2 o'clock at the James A. Little Theatre. Tickets are $5 and no reservations are required. For more information, visit theaterwork.org.
Yay! It's Daffodil Days. Did you know this? Daffodil Days, it's basically, it's a spring fundraiser for the Hospice Center, which does amazing work.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I believe it starts today at 10 p.m. at a bunch of locations. Connie's Food Town, or Neighborhood Market, I believe is what it's called now.
Pardon us.
The Vargas Center and Sam's Club. You can go pick up some daffodils and help out the... Hospice Center. If you call 988-2211, you can find out more information. That's Friday and Saturday. And I think it's Friday and Saturday. But call that number and get more information.
That's a sure sign of spring when people start having their daffodil at home and in the offices and
yes.
everywhere.
Yes. Well, did we talk about the 6th annual Bollywood Club Invasion Dance Party?
I don't believe we did.
Okay.
And we should.
We should. This is, it's a Bollywood party. I mean, let's face it. There's going to be an Indian bazaar and food and dancing and DJs and all kinds of stuff. It's at the Scottish Rite Center on Saturday at, 7 p.m. Proceeds are going to benefit the AMA Center of New Mexico, which is a great, thing. You can find out more by calling 512-694-4375.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
So you learn new things on the Mary Charlotte Radio Cafe
yeah,
program.
All kind of,
I did not know about that.
There's you can tell that spring has sprung because A, I've got post-nasal drip, and B, there's just really tons of stuff going on lately. There's the photographic workshops, instructor image presentations are on Monday the 24th. From 8 to 9 p.m. in the Sunmount Room at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat and Conference Center on Mount Carmel Road.
Which is by St. John's,
which
right?
Which is by St. John's, yes.
Okay,
and here we are. Final night of HBO season 3, Game of Thrones, Costume Party is on the 24th, which is Monday. And that's at 7 p.m. at the Jean Cocteau, so...
Final
episode of the third season.
Got it. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
You know what? I don't. I just interviewed George R. R. Martin a couple of weeks ago, and it really wasn't about Game of Thrones. I promised I wouldn't talk about that with him. But there'll be a story coming out in June about the theater.
In
the June New Mexico magazine.
Which we're so happy. I think everyone in town is happy to see the Jean Cocteau reopened and in good hands.
Yeah. And what's really great, I think, is that the theaters are all working together. They're collaborating. You know, they're sharing space. Soon there's this Martin Scorsese curated film festival thing coming to town, and that's going to be sort of hopping around the Jean Cocteau and other places. So it's nice to see the theater open, but it's even nicer to know that they're welcome, you know, and that everyone's getting along.
You're right. There's room for all of our independent theaters in town, and we love them.
Yeah, that landscape is going to change here in a little bit, but we'll see.
We'll have to see. Next Friday at the Lensic, everyone should come out and hear some local bands at the second Sounds of Santa Fe event.
Yeah.
The first one was the end of February, and that one featured bands from Frogville.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, on March 28th, we will be featuring bands curated by the After Hours Alliance.
Yeah.
There will be Luke Carr's Storming the Beaches
with logos in hand.
It's a mouthful, but yeah. They're really good.
Really good.
There are a lot of them. There are about 10 or 12 people. They'll be up on the Lensic stage. Then we've got Ink on Paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Ben Wright's solo band, mm-hmm. Me.
Yep.
That's next Friday at the Lensic. Please come out and support our local musicians who are great. And for tickets, you can go to the usual place, 988-1234, or ticketsantafe.org. I might add that 2 weeks ago, ticketsantafe.org here at the Lensic. We got a makeover. And things are going along great, but some people have been having a little bit of trouble on the website, and I hope we're straightening all that out, and thanks everyone for their patience. It's a better system, and I think everyone's going to love it very soon.
I think it's great that you guys are, you know, throwing some of the local talent on the stage. I think it's such a good idea. You know, we can complain all we want about lack of venues or whatever. But, you know, I mean, when people cooperate, things get done.
You're right. And as I said, the Frogville event was just a blast. Really good to see local talent on stage and everyone out there supporting them. We got a great turnout.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Come on out.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good. See you there.
I'm also looking forward to, actually, it's on stands now, the April New Mexico Magazine issue has hit the stands. It's kind of a special issue. It's NM Living, we call it. It's basically like a home and garden issue.
Ooh.
And it's sort of 'tis the season. There's a lot of great material in there about new directions in architecture and lots of wonderful historic homes in Las Cruces. We're really stoked to be covering that, because there's plenty to celebrate in New Mexico, but you know, the fact is that when you live here, or if you want to live here, you need information, and this issue is packed full of it.
And lots of beautiful photographs, as always.
Lots of beautiful photographs, lots of wonderful writing. It's one of my favorite issues. I've only been there for like a year, but it's still one of my favorite issues of all time.
And it's on newsstands now or not yet?
It's on newsstands now.
Get your copy now.
Get your copy now. Or subscribe. Hey.
Yeah, even better. And you won't miss an issue.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we'll be teasing it on our Facebook account. And you can find out more about it at nmmagazine.com as well.
Great.
Yeah. Just had to throw that pitch in there real quick.
Oh, we're glad you did.
Yeah, this is an amazing time of year for outdoor stuff. There's there's a bird watching walk on Saturday at 8 in the morning, if you're one of those early riser types.
I used to be.
I guess it's not that early, but for a lot of people it is.
For me it is.
But it's at the Randall Davey Autobahn Center up in my old stomping ground on Upper Canyon Road. If you call 983-4609, you can find out more. And then there's hikes. The City of Santa Fe Recreation Division is offering easy to moderate treks along Dale Ball and the Dorothy Stewart Trail, Tusuki Creek, Galisteo Basin Preserve. There's
pretty much
hikes
everywhere.
Yeah, there's hikes on Fridays from March 14th to 28th, so some of them have already passed, obviously. We've got 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. hikes through March 29th on Saturdays. You can pre-register at the Genevieve Chavez Center. If you go to ChavezCenter.com or call 955-4047, you can find out more. It's just, you know, I mean, pollen aside, it's wonderful to be out there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The Farmers Market Institute is continuing its weekly, not weekly, but its Wednesday night movie series with Trashed this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Trashed is hosted by award-winning British actor Jeremy Irons, and it follows Irons' expedition to various destinations throughout the world that have been tainted by pollution. We buy it, we use it, we throw it away, but where does it end up? Irons guides us on a journey to discover what happens to the billion or so tons of waste that goes unaccounted for each year. That's at the Farmers Market Institute. It starts at 7 on Wednesday. For more information, you can call 988-7726 or visit farmersmarketinstitute.org.
Nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Opera 101. We got more opera stuff here. I don't think we talked about this. It's a workshop that focuses on the 2014 Santa Fe opera season.
Nice.
Kathleen Clausen is going to lead it along with the production team at Santa Fe Opera. I believe it starts at 9 o'clock. It's at the Santa Fe Opera. I think check-in is at 8:30. If you go to opera101santafe.com, you can get some tickets in advance. Or call 505-629-1410, extension 102, to get more information about that. That's the Santa Fe Opera Guild.
It's always opera. There's always something operatic going around in Santa Fe.
Absolutely.
The Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival continues. They are partnering with New Mexico PBS to bring a prize-winning author and Emmy Award winner, Simon Shama, here for a special program titled A Conversation with Simon Shama, The Story of the Jews. It's at the New Mexico History Museum on Saturday, March 22nd, tomorrow. Shama both wrote and hosts the new PBS series. This program is free, but tickets are required. It will include highlights of the epic PBS series, followed by a conversation with Shama in his only New Mexico appearance. And the interview will be conducted by Dr. Jeremy Sobloff, president of Santa Fe Institute. For more information, you can go to santafejff.org.
Sweet.
And in case you want to just watch the show, that's a 5-part series. It airs on New Mexico PBS starting March 25th.
Awesome. Awesome. Flamenco Fiesta 2014.
Flamenco Fiesta.
Yeah. Dancer Juan Cidi and others, including guitarist Chuscalas, is one of my favorites, are going to be at Teatro Paragua Studio on Thursday the 27th at 6 p.m. If you call 424-1601, you can find out more information. There are tickets to purchase, but this is a great event, and that seems like a cool venue for this. Actually, that particular venue. So, if you like flamenco, that would be the place to be, for sure.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. We've got a School for Advanced Research lecture also on Thursday, A Tale of Two Pilgrimage Centers, Chaco and Nazca by archaeologist John Kratner. And that's at 6:30 p.m. at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium over there on Lincoln Avenue. Call 954-7203. You can find out more about that.
Nice. On Sunday at 7 at the CCA, there's a special film event. They will be showing a film called If You Build It, presented by Friends of Architecture Santa Fe. This will feature Studio H's Matt Miller in person. It's a documentary, and it's about one of America's most innovative classrooms in one of the nation's most impoverished towns. A group of high school students, under the tutelage of two innovative design builders, learn to create their own structures and then embark upon a building for the entire town. It's from the creator of the movie Wordplay, Patrick Creedon, and it's an indelible portrait of the importance of design and the power of perseverance. This is at the CCA on Sunday at 7 p.m. It'll probably sell out, so if you're interested, please do get in touch with the CCA. You can go to, where can you go? CCASantaFe.org for more information.
Cool. Did you ever see Kung Fu Hustle?
I have to say, I have not. it's been high on my list for years, and I just haven't seen it. Unless it's new, and then it's only recently on my list.
It's action-packed. It's so funny. And there's, in that vein, there's this great film called Journey to the West that is playing at the Center for Contemporary Arts. It's PG-13, so be careful on there. But it's hilarious, and it's action packed. If you like martial arts and pratfalls, I guess you could say, this would be a film that you should go see. The visual effects are actually pretty amazing.
So you've seen it, obviously.
Yeah, and that's at the CCA. So you should go and check it out.
I have yet another Collected Works event, this one Sunday at 11. Journey Santa Fe presents Learning to Listen, Letters from Alfonso, a conversation and book signing with former Peace Corps volunteer Earl Kessler. Earl will be speaking about his book Letters from Alfonso, Learning to Listen. It's a first-hand account of the Colombian village's birth and growth, important lessons for the Peace Corps, NGOs, and the rest of us. Earl Kessler has been engaged in the design and development of shelter and urban programs for many, many years, and he began his career in international development as a Peace Corps volunteer in Colombia. That's Sunday at 11 at Collected Works. For more info, 988-4226.
What are you going to do this weekend?
I might catch the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet's performance. I plan on doing some hiking, probably by myself or with friends, but I could always go with, who was it, the Sierra Club? the Chavez Center? I can't remember who. How about you?
Gardening. I'm going to do some gardening, and it's a domestic weekend for me, I think. Evenings and days. For the most part, but I do want to get out and see some of these films. So,
there's
we'll
a new
see.
Jake Gyllenhaal film called Enemy. Do you know much about that?
I know nothing about it.
I think that's starting at CCA this weekend.
Really, I know nothing about it.
I had never heard of it either, but and since I brought it up, I probably should give a little more information about what it's about. It's about a man who, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, who meets his doppelganger, or he's watching a film and sees his doppelganger on the screen, and he decides to track him down. And the identical men meet, and their lives become bizarrely
intertwined.
He saw that coming. Yeah, but that was like Jake, and sounds like a thriller, a metaphysical thriller, they're calling it.
Well, that should go over well here.
Yes. And another thing I'll just mention quickly is on Sunday, the Santa Fe Symphony will be performing at the Lensic, doing a program featuring Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2 and Brooks' Violin Concerto. It's at 4 p.m., a nice afternoon event at the Lensic, Santa Fe Symphony, 988-1234. Should probably stop repeating the phone number. I think most people know it, but it's always good to keep it in mind.
It's a hard one to forget. Once
it's
in there, it just doesn't go away.
It rolls off the tongue.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
What else? Is there anything else we can talk about before we go back to our caffeination?
Go to Taos and go see the 7th Annual Taos Shorts Film Fest, which is March 21st through the 23rd.
Oh, nice.
Tickets and schedules, go to taosshorts.com. They have some great films on the slate this year. 120 international films.
120 international short films, and it's a nice drive to Taos.
And
it's a lovely
time to drive up there.
It is.
Yeah. So.
Well, do you hear what I hear?
I hear some outro music.
Some tinkling in the background.
Oh, that's...
It's not really tinkling. That's the sound of eggs frying and burritos
at the Santa Fe Baking Company, which is exhibiting some amazing photographs. And I can't, because I don't have my glasses on, I cannot read the name of the...
Maddie Camille or Camille.
But you should come by, if not for the food and libation, then for the beautiful pictures on the walls
company. Please come. Please join us.
Bring your dad. Sit on the patio.
Well, Rob, thanks for being with us this morning.
You bet.
And have a great weekend.
You too.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana. I'm sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live, as we just said, from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, and thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. Please stay tuned for the BBC News, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.